Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们在一起领受主的饼和杯。我们虽然不一样，长相不一样，可能种族也不一样，出生语言也不一样，但是我们同睡一个家庭，神的家，同睡一个身体。
We gather this morning and receive bread and a cup together. Even though we look different, we're from different places, but we're one big family in Christ Jesus.
基督徒，所以信靠耶稣基督的人，我们说都有三个家。教会是一个大的家，是神的家。我们自己还有自己一个小的家。我们还有一个家，将来在天上，那叫永恒的家乡。任何一个基督徒，你都有三个家。
So as Christians, we have three families. One is the church family, one is your own family, and there's a family that's eternal, that's in the heaven.
这所有的家都是在基督里头，将来在基督里同归于义。
But all these families have one commonality, they're all in Christ.
在今天这个六月份啊，我们教会要整个是一个家庭月，所以今天我打算来跟弟兄姐妹分享圣经当中有关家庭的教导。
The month of June is our family and marriage month, and I'd like to share with you about what Bible has to teach us about family this morning.
今天我要跟一般的讲一讲一般的圣经当中关于婚姻的基本的一些真理。下个礼拜，我要跟弟兄姐妹来分享怎么样在婚姻当中处理婚姻中的有关冲突问题。
So I'll be talking about some basic principles about marriage. And then the next few weeks, I'll be talking about some practical issues, how to resolve conflict within marriage.
那这个月最后一天，我们有一个家庭的一个特殊聚会。那么我们有一整天的时间在这个地方来探讨思想家庭，圣经有关家庭的教导。
And the last week of the month, we'll have a marriage conference where we spend the whole day and then look at what the Bible has to teach us about the family.
那为什么要讲关家庭的主题呢？
Why do we even bother preaching about family?
一个是我们的家庭生活中有些问题，我们有些特殊的需要，有很具体的需要。家庭可以变成一个天堂，家庭也可以成为一个地狱。很多人人生不快乐，因为他家庭不快乐。
We preach about family because we have issues sometimes in our families. A family can be heaven and it can be hell. A lot of us are suffering because they don't have a happy family.
一个美国人讲笑话说 ，marriage is not just a word, but a sentence, a life sentence.
有人说婚姻不只是一个名词，它是一个判刑，一个终身徒刑。
啊，这是太悲观了。这个悲观说明一个问题，婚姻当中有些问题，你很难去处理它。
This is a passive way of looking at marriage, admitting that you have problems and you don't know how to resolve it.
那第二个呢，我们为什么要讲婚姻家庭的这样的一个信息？因为圣经当中来告诉我们，你要过一个得胜的生活，一个成圣的生活，你的家庭一团糟，也很难过一个成圣的生活。
Well, the other reason why we look at family is because the Bible tells us that if you have problems in your life, in your family, you're not going to be able to live a holy life, a victorious life, a life that's sanctifying.
家庭是一个试验啊，一个测试，让你知道你跟上帝的关系是什么样的关系。如果你对你的配偶、对你的家人之间的问题很多，那告诉你，你跟神的关系一定有了问题。如果你跟神的关系很好、很亲近，你的家庭关系也相当不错。
Your family is like a demonstration of your relationship with God. If you're closely walking with God, your family will be doing well. If you're far away from God, you'll see all these problems in your life.
我有一次在这个地方，在这个地方我讲这样话的时候，下面有人就指责我，你讲什么呢？你知道我家里有多苦，我很爱上帝，可是我爱我身边的人，我就爱不下去。你知道我家里多痛苦吗？我爱神，我不是不爱神，可是我家庭有很多的问题。所以你刚才讲的话说，你跟神的关系 反映在你跟配偶的关系当中，你这句话对我是不能成立的。
But there's one time a person didn't agree with what I said. He didn't agree with how I said that your relationship in family is reflected on your relationship with God. Because he loves God so much, but he's having such a hard time in his family, loving his wife, feels like it's so painful staying in that marriage.
那这个问题我想我们下个礼拜我们会仔细地跟弟兄姐妹来分享。今天我跟弟兄姐妹来分享，那什么是婚姻呢？你为什么要进入婚姻？你为什么要组织家庭？我知道我们中间有不少的年轻的弟兄姐妹在期望赶快进入婚姻家庭，向上帝祷告主啊，让我的白马王子快快的出现了，让我进入那个甜蜜的婚姻关系当中。很多人，我们这边还没有结婚的弟兄姐妹可能有这样的一个美丽的一个想法，是不是？
Next week I'll talk about how to resolve the conflict in marriage. But this week I want to focus on what is marriage? What are the basic principles? A lot of our young single men and women are hoping and looking into finding the prince or the princess in their life and getting into marriage. And they have some sort of fantasy. And then this morning I wanted to kind of just talk to you about what marriage really is.
我做牧师，我跟许多家庭打交道，也跟不少有些没有结婚的人打交道。我就发现了很多人在进入婚姻之前，他根本没有 idea 什么是婚姻。
As a pastor, I mentor a lot of families, talk to a lot of single men and women, and I realized a lot of the single guy and girls have no idea what marriage is about before they enter into marriage.
人家结婚，我也结婚；人家有结婚的需要，我也有结婚的需要，所以我要结婚。
They see other people getting married, so they want to get married too. They see other people looking for, you know, guys and girls, they want to go and do the same thing.
那个今天早晨我吃的早餐我太太做的。做的是什么呢？是一块饼。我咬的时候咬不动。我要吃什么饼啊？我给我看看。一个盒子哈，里面全是装着各种粉，那个粉在里头。看不懂啊，因为上面全是这个韩文。我说这东西是什么？他说哪儿来的？他说在那个 grandma 买的。他说为什么呢？我说你是买什么？是里面什么东西啊？不知道。他当时因为有人在卖，他我吃了一口很好吃，所以我带回家。那至于里面什么东西，没有人知道，因为是韩文嘛，读不懂。那我说 anyway， 我们先吃，再吃特难受。我说你既然不懂的话我们还买。那后来说能不能给我看看，好好读一读。我把它打开，盒子里面呢有很小的一个东西在里头，里面还有那个放那个叫什么发酵粉在里头。发酵粉上有几个英文字，只有几个英文字，那几个字我是懂的，其他的字我都不懂的。我太太讲了一句话说，你吃完了你就懂了。然后我开始讨论婚姻的问题啊，什么是婚姻呢？我们红红彤彤的买回来，人家吃我也吃，对不对？吃得很好，看着黄黄的很好吃，可人家吃得很有味，好像我觉得就吃不动了。等你婚姻快结束了，我终于明白了婚姻是什么。饼完了你懂了，婚姻结束了你懂了。
I will try to summarize what he said. So this morning pastor woke up his wife lovely, made him breakfast out of this box of a pancake that she bought from Korean market. It looked appealing, so he ate it, but it tasted like cardboard. So he turned around and asked the wife, what exactly did you make? And she said, I was in grandma, and then I saw this lady selling this pancake, and I tried it, it was very good, so I bought a box without really knowing how to make it. So, and then they started talking about marriage. And then they're looking through the box they bought. It's got Korean written over it. There's really no instruction in English. It wasn't until all the way they're done eating, there's a little pamphlet inside the box that has some English written on it that's some instruction to educate those people who can't read Korean how to make the pancake. And then pastors then say, that's sort of like marriage. You see something appealing, you get into it, and until you're almost done with it, you finally realize that's what marriage is all about. And it's how you had to go through marriage, and you don't really have an idea before you went into it.
Good, yeah. 学生, thank you. 他忘了放那个发酵粉，发酵粉不放的话，那个面是死面，是咬不动的。你的婚姻有很多的材料，不要忘记了发酵粉。
So inside,
发酵粉是什么？就是我们今天要讲。
Inside the box, there's a pack of baking soda that she didn't put in, so it tastes like cardboard. And marriage, sometimes like you need that baking soda in your marriage.
婚姻是什么?
What is marriage?
在没有进入婚姻的之前的人，对婚姻充满了幻想。在婚姻之中的人，你问他婚姻是什么？一个老人家结婚了50年、70年。 上个礼拜啊，我们的圣伯伯圣妈妈庆祝这个60周年的这个婚姻，因为时间不够，我们忘了问他，这60周年，这个婚姻最大的一个心得是什么？我们今天很多的弟兄姐妹，你进入婚姻很多年了，你问问你自己，你这么多年的婚姻经验告诉你婚姻是什么？什么是婚姻？你问问自己什么是婚姻？
A lot of us, before we enter into marriage, we have this fantasy about what marriage is supposed to be. Some of us have been married for more than a few years. You don't want to ask yourself, what is marriage after all these years? You know, Sister Shine, just one of our elder, just celebrated her 60 years anniversary last week. And Pastor didn't get a chance to ask her what marriage really is about. But if you've been married for a while, think about what marriage is.
我们在进入婚姻之前，我们对婚姻了解的太少，了解的不多。我问一个很年长的老妈妈，我说：“老妈妈，婚姻是什么？”她笑笑，她看看我，年轻人，婚姻很甜，婚姻也很苦。I
remember talking to an old lady, and I asked her, "What is marriage?" And she smiled back at me and said, "Marriage is very sweet, but it's also very bitter."
然后我问大家，所有人都说我的婚姻只有甜没有苦的，请你举手。
Are there anyone that your marriage is only filled with sweet moments and there's no bitterness? Please raise your hand.
感谢主有一个，感谢主，很老。婚姻有苦有甜是对的了，感谢主哈。那很多人在婚姻很失望以后，他就离开了婚姻。他离开婚姻以后，他觉得婚姻搞不透，搞不清楚。 婚姻是一个 mystery.
A lot of people think of your marriage as a mystery. They get disappointed and they get divorced and they leave the marriage and they are confused.
对，因为今天的这个时代啊，许多的婚姻、许多的家庭面临许多的挑战、许多的诱惑。And
our generation, our marriage is faced with temptation, faced with all these attacks and. And there's this, a lot of confusion going on this generation.
美国自从70年代以来，美国进入了一个所谓的"me generation"，我的这个时代，大写的 M U M E me generation.
Since the 1970s, the U.S. has been a generation that focused on ourselves. It's all about me.
那今天呢？你们知道 iPhone、 iPad 张扬的就是 I， 就是我。
As you can see with all the Apple products, the iPhone, iPad, iMac, so on and so forth.
当一个时代，一个人，他绝对的高举爱，没有的时候，你的婚姻不出问题才怪呢。So
when you go into a relationship and it's all about yourself, there's a guarantee that your marriage will have a problem.
Me就是说我的需要，我的感受，我的满足。
Because all you care about is your own need, all your own satisfaction.
对方也说，你，我的感受，我的想法，我的需要，双方都要自己的，那怎么办？
The other person has the same mentality. It's all about my liking and my satisfaction. It's about my thoughts. It's not about you. So when you have two people like that in a marriage, what happens then?
你知道啊，有一个年轻人，他还没有结婚之前。 他爱上了一个英俊的小伙子。妈妈问他说：“孩子啊，你为什么爱对方？”他说：“我喜欢他。” 妈说你为什么喜欢他，他说对方啊真浪漫，你看他走路的样子多浪漫啊，你看说话的方式多浪漫啊，他会写诗，他不但会写诗，他会唱歌，他会唱歌，他会打球，他不会打球，他带你到海边的时候，那个环境呢真的是非常浪漫，晚上啊微风吹起啊，一种明月啊，那种如云一般啊潜行在他的身上，微风吹出了他的这个头发就轻微的飘动，那个时候呢这个男孩子啊也不唱诗，也不 写诗，也不唱歌，给他讲哲学很深沉，但这个孩子真是帅呆了，我爱他，我就是喜欢他，我要嫁给他。
A young girl tells her mom, I'm in love with this boy and I want to marry him. And the mom asked, why do you like this boy? And she starts saying, well, he's very romantic. He looks very handsome. Just look at the way he walks, look at the way he talks. He just attracts me so much. And he writes poetry to me. He writes poems and sings songs to me. And he'll take me to the beach and just kind of walk with me. And when the sun sets and the moon comes up, he just stops doing all the poetry and all the singing. He just talks about philosophy with me. And just so charming. That's why I'm in love with him.
Don't worry about it. 你不能买了一个人回来以后说你不喜欢就扔了。
The mom replies, you're not going to be able to keep all the things you like. Remember that ice cream that you bought last week? You ate half of it and you threw it away. And when you're a kid, you played violin for a few years and you threw that away too. You can't like a person and bring him home and threw him away afterwards.
还是说妈妈你不懂，你不懂，你不懂什么叫爱。爱就是喜欢，我看上对方，我喜欢对方，我就是要跟他在一起。我就是要爱他，我就要跟他守一辈子，因为太浪漫了。
And the girl replied to the mom, Mom, you don't understand. I just love the guy, and when I love the guy, I just want to be with him, and I just want to spend my whole life with him.
他们结婚了，结婚了以后，男孩子当然仍然很浪漫，仍然是很浪漫。可是问题来了，这个孩子，男孩子要浪漫，那女孩子你必须要承受家庭生活当中许许多多不浪漫的事情。她说，嘿，厕所脏了，能不能洗一洗啊，你我怎么写诗歌呢。
So they got married. And yes, the guy is still romantic. He still writes poetry, still sings songs. And while she's enjoying all this romance, there are parts in this marriage that are not so romanticSuch as, honey, the toilet is dirty, can you clean it? And the guy says, sorry honey, I'm writing a poem. And you can kind of imagine the end of this marriage.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，包括我们中间很多年轻的弟兄姐妹，什么是婚姻呢？有婚姻就是爱啊，爱是婚姻的基础。我问你什么是爱呢？
So what is marriage? Yes, love is the foundation of marriage, but what exactly is love?
圣经告诉我们，婚姻的基础是爱，但不是一般的爱。婚姻的基础应当是立约的爱。
The Bible tells us that the foundation of marriage is love, but this love is not the same kind of love that we were used to talking about. This love is a love of covenant.
这个爱在实际上找不到的，你在学校是找不到的，在你的教室里面是学不到的。实际上，所有的教授不会跟你讲这种爱的。
This kind of love you'll not be able to find in classroom. You'll not be able to hear it from your professor. It's not something that you can find in this world.
那这个爱，弟兄姐妹知道的，跟你原来所想象的那个爱是不大一样的。我们过去想的爱就是我喜欢对方，我就爱他。弟兄姐妹，现在没有结婚之前，你是爱对方，你那个爱，弟兄姐妹，实际上我们不大懂什么是爱啊。我们觉得我喜欢，再加上我里面那种冲动，我觉得这就是爱了。可进入婚姻以后，进入婚姻中，你慢慢的饱尝生活中许许多多的你想不到的那些难处，你突然明白了，原来爱不是怎么回事。
So before we enter into marriage, we have this deep attraction to a person, we like them, and we, both emotionally and physically, But once we enter into a marriage, we realize there are things that in marriage are not so attractive. We realize love is not just liking someone, but it's different.
圣经告诉你，告诉我们所有的人，婚姻是上帝所设立的。在创世纪里头，啊，上帝造好了亚当，然后特殊造出了一个特殊的夏娃给他，然后把夏娃领到亚当的面前。弟兄姐妹，看到圣经上特别有一句话说，上帝把夏娃领到亚当的面前。圣经上没有说，我想上帝肯定跟亚当说，亚当，这是你的太太，这是你的妻子，是你终身的伴侣，你要好好的爱她，好好的照顾她，好好的与她相处。
And the Bible tells us that marriage is established by God. In Genesis, you read that God caused Adam to fall asleep and made Eve and brought Eve to Adam. It was a special design woman that God brought to him, and God is telling him, love this woman, care for her, and just love her with your life. It's a constitution that's set up by God.
So, 婚姻之所以神圣，所以上帝设立这个婚姻，上帝把一个女人带到一个男人面前说，这是你的太太。有的时候你要作为牧师，我有很多年轻的夫妇啊，举行婚礼，不是我把这一男一女带到一起的，我说现在我宣布他们成为夫妇，我宣布不是我把他们心连在一起的，我没有这个能力，是上帝把一个女人带到一个男人的面前，因为上帝设立的婚姻，上帝引领一个女人进入一个男人的生活当中。
So why marriage is so sacred is because God brought a man and a woman together in His own perfect will. And I've been pastor for many years, and I always get invited to a wedding where I would declare to the congregation, now this man and this woman are married as a husband and wife. But it wasn't my doing, but it's God that brought the two of them together.
所以婚姻是神所设立的，婚姻是极为神圣的。那上帝是男人和女人这个婚姻的基础。如果没有上帝的话，你婚姻的基础是什么？
Because marriage is established by God, as God bringing a man and woman together, so God is the foundation of the marriage. So without God, where's your foundation?
我刚才讲的那个女孩子，她结婚的基础是什么？就是那种浪漫的爱。浪漫的爱是他们两个结合的基础，也是他们婚姻的一个基础。可是浪漫爱很快就变得不浪漫，那婚姻的基础就倒塌了。
So the young girl I was telling you earlier, her foundation was in that romance, and when she got married, realizing that her foundation was shaken, her marriage failed apart.
我认识一对夫妇啊，他们说我们待在一起的话，基本上是如同绝浪，没有味道。我说那你们为什么待在一起呢？为了孩子。
So I remember talking to a couple and I asked them, it looks like you guys are not enjoying each other, why are you guys still together? And they said it's because our kids. It's our kids, so we're staying together.
在结婚前的时候，我们以为婚姻的基础就是我们所想的那种爱，结婚以后非常失望，就是那个爱不再存在，不是那么回事。然后呢，你把婚姻的基础开始转移到儿女的身上。我们之所以在一起是因为这个孩子的缘故，我们在一起。那很多人就生活在这种的环境当中，他们心中早就在打算，等我儿子女儿上大学就跟你说拜拜了。
So some of us had this fantasy going to a marriage and realizing that marriage is not all that we thought it to be, so we turn our focus to our kids, waiting for the day they graduate from college, and maybe that's the day that we get divorced.
这个事情相当的普遍，大家知道的，因为他们的婚姻的基础是什么？是儿女，儿女在帮助他们维系这个婚姻。将来有了儿女不在了，婚姻也就不再有基础了。
So in this world, in this generation, a lot of the foundation today is on the kids and not on the marriage itself. And so once the kids leave, their marriage fall apart.
婚姻，如果你把基础打错了，那你的婚姻就摇摇欲坠，肯定会崩溃的。
So if you build your marriage on the wrong foundation, when storms come, it will be shaken and it will break apart.
你知道有一个牧师， 啊，接到一个老人中心的一个电话，说我们知道有对老人夫妇啊，他们老年人他们准备结婚了，因为他们都住在老人院当中。那牧师匆匆忙忙就赶到老人院，那位要准备娶太太的那个老人男人就站在门口，然后牧师说坐下来我们谈谈。
So, a pastor got a call from a nursing home saying, oh, we have two elder person are getting ready to get married. And so the pastor rushed to the nursing home and the old man just stand in front of the door.
牧师问这个男人，你爱他吗？他说，我想我是爱他。
The pastor asked the old gentleman, do you love her? And he says, I think I do.
牧师问他说，对方是不是个好的基督徒？
Pastor asked, is she a good Christian?
对方说，我不敢肯定。
And he says, I'm not really sure.
那对方是不是很有钱？
Pastor then asked, is she rich?
他说，我觉得他不是很有钱。
And the man replied, I don't think so.
那牧师说，那你为什么爱他呢？
And so the pastor asked, so why do you love her again?
那个年长的男人说，因为他晚上能开车。
The old man replied, because she can drive at night.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？我们有很多的实际的需要让两个人结合在一起，是不是？有很多的浪漫的幻想让两个人聚在一起，那些东西是宝贵是可爱的，但不是婚姻的基础。
A lot of time what brings us together is our personal needs or personal satisfaction, but these are not the foundation of our marriage.
我在很多场合下我跟年轻的夫妇都跟他们说过，你爱对方很帅那是不错的，将来因为他不知道帅了爱不爱了，当他爱进来一个比他更帅的你怎么办？
I often tell young men and women, there's nothing wrong if you like someone because of their look, but what if you find someone who is more handsome or more beautiful, or one day when they get old and they lose their appearance?
有些很多婚姻产生很多的婚变，为什么？我就爱有才气的人，结果你嫁给了一个才气的人，娶了一个才气的女人，可是将来有一天在同事当中就发现，哇，原来我的同事比我的女人还有才气，那我就是爱才气的嘛，对不对？就移情别恋了嘛。
Maybe a lot of us kind of fall into loving someone because of their talent. What if one day you find someone who is more talented?
So, 亲爱的弟兄，圣经告诉我们说，是神把一个女人引到一个男人的面前。只有神才是不改变的，只有神才是绝对的，只有神的约是永远不会改变的。所以我劝我们这边还没有结婚的年轻的弟兄姐妹，不要忘记了，你要建立一个婚姻，建立一个家庭，你问你自己，你的婚姻的基础。
So the Bible tells us that it's God that brought Eve to Adam. It's God that brought the two of them together. So I encourage the single men and women to think about what is the foundation of your marriage. What are you building your marriage on?
我刚才说这个时代是个 me generation, 是个 I 为中心的 generation. 你没有一个很扎实的基础，弟兄姐妹，这个婚姻会摇摇欲坠的。耶稣不是讲了有两种人生？一种人生是把房子盖在沙土上，一种人生是把房子盖在磐石上。同样有两种婚姻，一种婚姻是把你婚姻的基础放在沙土上，一种婚姻是把婚姻的基础放在磐石上。你希望你的儿女，希望你自己，你的婚姻放在什么样的一个基础上？
So Jesus tells us there's two ways to build your house or to build your life. One is on a sandy ground and one is on the solid rock.And what do you want to build your life or your children's life on? Is it on the solid rock of our God who never changed, or is it on some other things that will change in time?
我知道有一组数字啊，我请弟兄姐妹也知道一下。在美国，你们知道离婚率是50%。那在中国大陆呢？现在是与时俱进，赶世界的潮流。我知道有一组数字是湖北的，湖北襄阳市的一个法院公布的一个材料。他们调查在2006年到2011年这七年，这个法院受理的80年代后出生的离婚案件，从217件一直涨到今天的5053件，一个小小的哈，一个小小的法院。他们调查结果发现的问题是什么？从婚龄上来看呢，我讲80年代以后出生的这些孩子们，一年结婚一年就离婚的占12%，结婚5年的就离婚占33%， 7年以后离婚的占26%。离婚的原因是什么呢？性格不合。性格不合的占38%，婚外情占27%，家务低能，不会洗马桶，不会刷碗的占22%，家庭财务纠纷占9%。你说我的儿子我的女儿不会这个样子，他将来肯定是进入美好的婚姻。 Are you sure? 对不起。
I lost that one. But in the U.S.
Give them a summary.
Just a summary. In the U.S., the divorce rate is about 50%. And it was a study that was done in China, in a small town where the county court that handles the divorce case. From the year 2006 to the year 2011, the number of cases they handle grew from like 200-something to 5,000-something. When they look back at the different reasons for having divorce, I'm not going to be able to quote the number, but it's anywhere from 10% to like 50%, and the reasons being finance, not being able to do housework, not having the compatible personality, all kinds of things, and
yes.
I give up. Yeah. But it's all trivial reasons, and people who get divorced in their first year is like 13%, within 3 years, like 20-30%, 5 years gets a little higher. So what I'm trying to say is the divorce rate today is high for various reasons people build their foundations on.
他们在结婚之前他们爱过浪漫过，结婚以后他们发现爱变质了，因为他们爱的基础是什么？ Me， 我的例子，我的，这是一个 I centered generation， 这个 me generation， 这以我为中心的一个时代，每一方都希望对方能满足自己的需要，这是什么一个婚礼？一个心理 contract。你没有 covenant， 你的婚姻一定是建立一个 contract mentality 上面。
So, this is a generation that's all about ourselves. It's about what we want, how to satisfy my need. And so, when two people enter into a marriage, they love change, and it's not a covenant base, but it's a contract base.Based love, where it's conditional.
你见到很多人的这个所谓的 contract 是一种合同。我们结婚的时候，我们心中都有想好了，你要服侍我，我要服侍你。知道有一个人很好玩的，他去婚姻介绍所，他说我希望找一个伴侣。那对方人说你要找什么样的一个？是个女孩子问的，你找什么样的男朋友，什么样的一个人结婚呢？他说啊，我找一个要有很礼貌，很懂礼貌。我找一个当然要有帅气，他喜欢运动，他也喜欢跳舞和唱歌。当我在家没有事的时候，他整天陪伴着我。当我需要人跟我讲话的时候，希望他讲一些很动听的故事给我听。当我很累的时候，他就乖乖的安静，不要说话。
So our love a lot of times based on contract, based on satisfying our needs. So a young girl walked into a dating service and asking, you know, I would like to find a guy. And so the dating service asks, what kind of requirements do you have? And she says, well, she has to be outgoing. She has to be good looking. She needs to be able to tell me stories when I'm fussy, or just shut up when I'm really tired. And she needs to be able to do all this housework. And the list goes on.
那对方想了想，我说我明白了。原来你需要一个电视。
And so the guy at the daily service thought about it and he said, I think what you need is a TV.
弟兄姐妹，你的配偶不是一个电视。因为我们有婚姻的一个扎实的基础，不是建立在神的基础上面，都是以我为需要的话，这个婚姻不会长久的。为什么？为什么？你知道今天你的房子盖在一个沙土上，房子是不能盖在山洞里的，对不对？房子是盖在沙土上，万一有风有雨，这个房子肯定会倒塌。你说什么是婚姻的风和雨啊？亲爱弟兄姐妹，你想一想看，中国人词汇很发达，你知道的。过去我们说婚姻的风和雨是外面有狐狸精，今天外面有什么？有小三。就是婚外情。
I kind of lost it. I blanked out, my bad.
有很多诱惑和试探。
In the past, there's a lot of temptation in the marriage, and then what we're talking about is affairs.
Right. 你知道，如果要是没有一个扎实的基础，在神面前知道婚姻是神圣的，不可以玷污这个婚姻。在上帝面前，你没有一个敬畏神的心，不把婚姻建在磐石上。你面对这个小三或者是这狐狸的诱惑的时候，你有多大的能力能把握住自己？
So when we talk about marriage and the storms of marriage, we think about what that is and how you build your house on solid ground. If your marriage is built on sandy ground, when there's a better girl or a better guy out there who's more attractive, your marriage then starts shaking and you're not building your marriage on solid ground.
不但外在有风有雨，你内在也有风有雨。我认识一个人，他的工作相当有成就。相当出色，他抱怨是说，我这么优秀的人，我这么有才华的人，我这么有钱的人，我这么有地位的人，我怎么可能掉在一棵树上呢？
Or the storms in marriage is not just from outside having affair or something, but it could also be inside. You might be thinking, well, I'm so talented, I'm so good looking, I'm so perfect.Why should I, you know, die on just one tree? Why couldn't I go out and find a better tree to die on earth?
因为你没有上帝作为婚姻的源头，也不知道婚姻是什么。婚姻只有上帝启示我们，让我们知道婚姻的根基是神，因为是神亲自设立的。因为上帝亲自设立的婚姻是神圣的，不可分开的。这是上帝的教导。你只有在上帝的阶段建立你的婚姻，你知道什么叫爱。爱是一种离约的爱，是在神面前立下这个婚约，终身不可反悔的。
So only when you build your marriage on God, who is a solid foundation, you will then learn what true love is, and know that love is sacred. Love is where God personally brought a man and a woman together and blessed it. And so our marriage needs to build on the solid foundation of God.
当然，以上帝为基础的婚姻。你第二个要点你要知道，离了婚约以后，你要守约。爱是立约的爱，立约的爱一定是守约的爱。
So the covenant of love is a promise keeping, it's a commitment.
上帝跟我们立约，上帝从来没有后悔过，从来没有反悔过，从来没有失信过。他爱我们就爱到底，这叫做立约的爱，也是守约的爱，是信实的爱。
When God decided to love us,He never backed out of this love. It's not of any situation, but he just kept going and said, I'm going to love them till death.
这个守约的爱，弟兄们，圣经上讲了一句话说，婚姻是神所设立的，人不可分开。你知道在现实的生活当中，每天的生活当中，有许多的力量在试图让你们两个分开。有很多的因素让你不要在一起过日子。刚才我讲外在有风有雨。小三他的诱惑，你内在有风有雨，你里面有试探有欲念，这些东西都是让两个人彼此来分开。所以上帝说，神所设立的婚姻你不可分开，人不可分开，这就需要我们一种持久的爱，一种终身的彼此的这种委身。
So what God has united, men shall not separate. And the love of covenant is a commitment, is a promise keepingThat no matter what storms you're going through, or no matter what difficulties you're going through, you just keep going, you don't separate.
我知道很多人跟我讲过这样，他说王牧师你不知道，守这个约有多难的，我已经守到咬牙切齿了。
A lot of people tell me, Pastor, you don't know how hard it is to keep this covenant. I'm already like dying here.
他说在没有结婚之前，度蜜月期间。一看到对方就顺眼的不得了，就痴痴的看着他，欣赏他，哇，就像捧着一个大的一个珍宝一样，哎呀，感谢上帝，我得到一个大元宝，痴心的呵护他。
So during honeymoon, whenever you see the other person, it's like you're seeing just butterflies and beautiful just sunlight and everything looks so good and you just love that person.
但你知道今天变成什么？一下班回去看报纸，碗从来不洗，孩子从来不照顾，也知道了别人跟我生活，而且他更不顾我的感受。这种人我没办法看到他，我看到他，王牧师你知道吗？我就觉得我脏，我就觉得我赶快去洗澡。你知道对夫妻有这种感情，这种感受，你知道婚姻还能持守下去吗？
So then in the marriage you might end up saying I can't handle this person anymore. He comes home, he just reads the newspaper, throws his socks on the floor. When I see him, I feel like I have to go take a shower. I just can't live with this person anymore.
我说立约的爱是守约的爱，守约就意味着有一种内在的力量，没有上帝给你的力量，你没有办法能持守下去。
But I'll tell you, the covenant of love is one that keeps going, that keeps all the commitment, all the promises. And this, the strength does not come from within, but it comes from above, where when we're in God, He gives us that strength to continue to love.
你知道现在房子盖在沙土上，外面多少的风和雨，其中一个风雨是什么？很多人都跟我说，现在什么年代了？现在是什么年代？你看看报纸，听听新闻，看看网，你就知道了。我们是活在21世纪，我们再不可能像我父母那个年代，他们没有感情，没有婚姻，仍然死守着，我不会过这种生活。那很多人很公开的就这么说了。
Well, a lot of people would challenge me and saying, Pastor, you're so old school. Look at the newspaper today, man. We're not like our parents of our last generation who get together and just go on where there's no feeling. We want to move on when there's no feeling, man.
我告诉他，我说成为神的孩子，你要明白，爱在上帝面前是个约。这个约里面很重要的内涵 ，love 不仅仅是一种 feeling，love 是在神的面前做出一个承诺，一个决定。
And I tell them, as children of God, you need to learn that love is not just about feeling, but love is a commitment.
有的时候你知道哈，如果你随从你里面那个 feeling 那种感受的话，你的婚姻啊就摇摇欲坠，你没办法坚持下去。你知道我，对不起，你进来。
Oh. If you follow your feelings, your feelings can trick you, and your marriage could be on shaking ground.
我跟我太太结婚二十年了，今年就整整二十年，然后跟生了我是妈妈，他们相比还早呢。但是二十年了，这二十年当中，我们争过，我们吵过，我们每一次争和吵一千，你知道心中那种 feeling 不再有了，觉得没办法在一起待呀，那就说拉倒，你走你的路。我走我的路。但后来我慢慢成长的时候，慢慢成长的时候，每次生气，你明白吗？每次生气的时候，我就把气啊，里面那个气啊，我掀开一个角，我看看生气的时候我里面在想什么东西。大家别忘了哈，生气是认识你自己的最好的一个机会。为什么？平时那个底下的东西啊，就像机里面那个东西，没怎么搅动它，你觉得上面很干净。但你生气的时候，你发现原来底下还有那些东西会浮起来，所以当我生气的时候，我进入那个黑暗里面，我看到了自己，哇，我里面恨的，我里面有抱怨的，我想拉倒吧，为什么死守在一起？就听到自己这么 feeling， 那叫 feeling。
So I've been married for 20 years as of this year, and through this 20 years, there has been fight, there has been quarrel, there has been arguments. When I first got married, a lot of time I would be like, forget it, I'm just gonna give up and you know leave this woman.But as I grew and God has been teaching me, and over the years I've learned that whenever I'm angry, I look underneath and look beneath my soul and look at why am I being angry. And I look and I found out that I'm still filled with a lot of anger, a lot of selfish reasons. And a lot of times, you know, when things are going well, you don't realize all the sinful nature and all the weakness in your life.But when anger comes, that's the time when you learn about yourself. You learn about how wicked our nature is.
Very good. 那个，当这个气慢慢消退的时候，我发现我太太哇，原来还很勤劳，她原来很那么样的辛苦来照顾家人。我里头马上产生另外一种 feeling， 那个 feeling 就上去了。我觉得哎呀，我当时幸亏没有随从那个怒气，这要离婚的话太可惜了。
When the anger passed away, and then look at my wife in a different view and realize she's so beautiful, hardworking, honest person, caring, And then I was so glad I didn't follow my feeling when I was angry.
所以你要如果你结婚以后要持守这个婚约的话，你千万不能只随从你的 feeling， feeling 有 up 有 down。如果你只是随从这个婚你们的感受，一会儿爱，一会儿不爱，一会儿要死守终身，一会儿赶快要解决问题，这你一生活在痛苦当中，你没有喜乐。
So if you want your marriage to work, you don't want to base it on feeling, because sometimes you just want to get away from that person. Sometimes you love that person till death. Feeling can be tricky sometimes.
有的时候你心中没有这种利益的爱，没有这种守约的爱，终身相守在神面前这样的一个承诺，你永远给你的婚姻留了一个退路。既然以离婚为你解决问题的一个途径，你就不会认真的坐下来，好好的解决问题。
And so if you don't have this love of covenant in your life, in your marriage, you'll always be giving yourself a back door, thinking, well, I don't really need to keep this marriage if it doesn't work out, so I can always have a way out. That's the love that the word tells us, but this is not the love that we have in Christ.
所以爱是在上帝的面前，你的心慢慢被神改变，神给你更新了你的意志，我做的决定，我娶了这个女人，我嫁了这个男人，我愿意一生在上帝的面前来持守这个婚约。
So God's love changes us when we're getting into a relationship. We're making a commitment saying we'll love this man or this woman through the love of God and we'll keep going till death keeps us apart.
有的时候有人跟我说，王牧师你不知道，我那一辈他不信主，我想持守，对方不想持守，圣经也有教导，在这样的婚姻家庭当中，你做你的，按照神的道做你当做的，让神自己来工作。那还有的家庭他已经是离开他的婚约了，将来再次进入婚约的时候，我们在神面前要明白，婚姻的爱是离约的爱，离约的爱是一个持守守约的爱。
Some of us might say that well, my other half is not really a Christian, so it's difficult. And but what the Bible tells us is that being a children of God, it is our responsibility to keep loving and to be, you know, a children of God to love.
我想这个守约的爱不是一种仅仅是被动的守，有的时候发生了很多的事情，让你心里很痛苦，你需要持守。上帝啊，为了你的缘故，我也持守这个婚约；为了孩子的缘故，我要持守这个婚约。因为立约的爱是持守约，而是这个守约的爱。但同时，弟兄姐妹要有积极一点，持守需要你主动，需要你积极去面对婚姻中许多的问题。
A lot of times, so some of us might be thinking, well, is this sort of a passive? I just take it as all the pain that comes. But a promise-keeping love is actually active, and requires us to invest our soul and our mind, our heart.
你知道弗吉尼亚州有个大学叫做 University of Virginia。维吉尼亚这个大学有一个研究机构，叫做这个他们有一个研究项目叫 National Marriage Project， 它是专门研究婚姻的。
University of Virginia has a research project called National Marriage Project， trying to survey what marriage is about。
他告诉你，成功的婚姻、快乐的婚姻、喜乐的婚姻有很多的要素，其中第一个要素。要有信仰。
When they did their survey, they tell you there are many reasons for a marriage to be successful, but number one reason is you need to have faith.
你跟神没有关系。第一个，你的婚姻不知道它的神圣性何在。第二，当婚姻快要崩溃的时候，你没有理由来持守这个婚约。
If you don't have faith in God, one, you don't have that foundation. Second,when the marriage falls apart, you don't have any reason to keep going because you don't have a relationship with God.
除了这个信仰以外，他下面讲一个很重要的一个因素。他说，要以恩慈相待，要 be kind.
Besides just having faith, another reason for success is to be kind and be gracious to another.
我跟我太太结婚这么多年，我常常想到很多的事情，我就心中很感恩。我以前在这儿也分享过。以前你们知道在上海很大，那时候我们住在，你知道靠那个住在上海的东边，很远。有的时候我去很远的地方，有一天呢我身体不是很好， 他那天中午要知道我在一个地方的时候，他特意烧了汤，乘着公共汽车转了几部车来送汤给我喝。这小事情，很琐碎的事情，不是个称道的事情，可那个事情实在让我心很温暖。现在你知道教会里有办公室，我在家里面接电话，在家里面准备讲章。有的时候在家里准备讲章的时候，安静的时候，他准备一杯茶送给我。 Be kind.
I can always remember the moments where my wife was really kind to me. I remember when I was still in China, I was in Shanghai. Shanghai is a big city. And there's one day I had to travel pretty far to the west side of the city. And during lunch, my wife actually surprised me. She made me lunch and soup and took public transportation and came all the way out just so I can have a good meal to eat. And now, even now today, that, you know, when I'm not working at the church office, I'm working at home and picking up a telephone, my wife would make me tea and just bring it to me. Just those small acts of kindness that just really softened my heart.
好多人就认为维持婚姻呢就要买大戒指，一大也好，一重也好。有人说啊，最好是每个月都到欧洲、拉丁美洲去转一圈。
A lot of us think what keeps our marriage together is that big diamond, the bigger the better, or a monthly trip to Europe.
或者是坐这个 cruise 到加勒比海岸去度假。
Or take the cruise to Caribbeans.
有这些很好啊，有这些很不错。但弟兄姐妹，维持婚姻靠这些东西可能不行。
Sure, these are great gifts and these are good, but these are not what keep our marriage together.
圣经上讲的很多爱是什么？爱是恩慈，对不对？恩慈是什么？不是大的小事情。Kindness 很重要，不是小事，不是大事情，在小事情上表达的对方是 kind。
So the Bible,
想到对方。
The Bible teaches that love is kind, love is gracious, is thinking about the other person in the smallest things.
生活的每一天不是大事情构成的，你一生当中遇见大事情不过是三件两件，生活都是无数小事情来构成的。
Your life is not composed of dramatic events all the time. You might get like two or three in your whole life, but your life is composed of the little details, the little events that happen every day.
基督为什么说在小事上忠心，在大事上才忠心？基督是讲小事上也要注意了。
That's why Jesus teaches to be faithful on the little things.
问题是什么？亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你问一下我们周围的人，问一下你自己，你每天会多少的时间想到你的配偶？然后你的家人，很多时候你知道我们在做什么吗？我们的时间被别人给夺走了。你的 iPhone， 自从有了 iPhone 以后，你多少时间浪费在 iPhone 上面？自从有了电视以后，你多少时间浪费在电视上面？是不是？因为当你听电视的声音的时候，当你看 iPhone 的时候，对方的需要你早就把它抛到一边了。可以养育婚姻、滋养婚姻、滋润婚姻的关系，要持守这个业，弟兄姐妹。需要在小事情上来做起。
So if you ask around or you ask yourself, how much time do I spend in a day thinking about the other person?
有的时候你知道，我太太忙的时候，我去洗碗。你常常不洗碗，你感觉你看看你太太的脸。那你洗过脸碗以后，再看看你太太的脸。
So, for example, a lot of time your wife might be busy. So if you take the time and offer to do the dishes, make the following observation. Look at her face before you do the dishes and look at her face after you've done the dishes.
想到对方亲爱的弟兄姐妹非常重要。小事情当中 be kind. 在小事情当中多思想对方，多想到对方。
Being considerate of the other person, thinking others more highly than yourself, just on the little things, on the small details as a way to show our kindness and our love.
不要忘记了，除了这个 be kind 以外，要学会表达，在小事上表达你的感激之情。
Not only to be kind, but to also learn how to express your appreciation on the small things.
你知道每次我们家吃饭都要在一起祷告，我们四个人手牵着手祷告。我常常祷告的时候，我就感谢主，我说主啊，谢谢你，你就是。一日三餐你供应我们的需要，也谢谢你赐给我太太一双爱心的手来预备这么丰盛的饮食。他听到这个祷告，他知道我在 appreciate。
So every day when we gather together for meals, my wife and the two kids will hold hands and I'll pray that thank God for the meals that my wife has lovingly prepared, and just thank you for her loving heart. And my wife, when she hears it, she knows that I'm appreciative of what she does every day.
小事情上注意 appreciate. 我说很多人他不是 appreciate, 怎么又吃这个猪食一样东西? 那这样的话会伤对方心的。
So, maybe Christians or not Christian, a lot of times we'll say, why are we eating the same thing again tonight? You know, that's not being appreciative.
我今天六月讲，我忘了下次再讲。我最后讲一次，讲一个婚姻的利率的爱，它是以上帝为根基，上帝的爱的源头的爱。利率的爱是要需要持守终身来承诺的这么一个爱，它需要以上帝为我们持守的这个动力。你离开神，弟兄姐妹，你没有理由来持守这个婚约。 你没有那个动力来离开这个持守这个婚约，所以你不祷告，你不读经，你光光到这儿来做一个礼拜，弟兄姐妹，你很难家里遇到问题的时候觉得哎呀，上帝啊，救救我吧！弟兄姐妹，那时候上帝说你平时在做什么呢？啊，我最后一个，婚约是利益的爱，利益的爱，它是有使命的爱，有至高目的的爱。So
to recap. The covenant of love has its foundation in God. It keeps its promise and it keeps going. And it's filled with kindness and grace and the little things in life. And it takes our time and investment. And to first be, you know, set our relationship right with God. You can't just come to church like every week and then do nothing throughout the week. And then when you face problems in life and you pray to God, asking God for help, and God says, where have you been this whole week? But lastly, I want to tell you that the covenant of love is a love with purpose or love with mission.
有两个人结婚了，你说彼此的需要是不是你结婚的目的？是的，但那不是至高的目的。你说我们结婚以后生儿育女，生儿育女是不是你结婚的目的？也是的，但不是至高的目的。你说我们结婚以后，我们夫妻之间那彼此的安慰，是不是一个婚姻的目的？是的，但不是至高的目的。 至高的目的是什么？上帝所立的婚姻，它有一个最高的目的。那个目的是什么？是让我们这个婚姻来见证一个永恒的奥秘。So
what is the purpose of marriage? Is it bearing kids, supporting each other, loving each other? I would say that those are all the purposes of marriage, but the highest purpose is through our marriage it revealed the mystery of Christ and the church.
你知道有一个先生跟我讲，他说，你不知道吗？我辛苦了一天回家，吃过饭我很累了，对方还跟我吵，没完没了的唠叨啰嗦。当我回到床上的时候，我看到这身边的这个人，我一想一纳闷，我怎么就不理解他呢？原来对方是个 mystery。
What is this mystery? You know, is it a man came to me and say, you know, I work all day, I'm really tired, I came home and my wife is arguing with me, we're eating the same thing, and then by the time I get to bed, I look around and I see her sleeping and I'm thinking, is this the mystery? I can never figure her out.
圣经上讲的上造设立婚姻的至高的一个目的，是为神所设立那个奥秘，不是我们刚才讲的那个奥秘。 我请弟兄姐妹翻开圣经，大家都一起翻开，好不好？ 创世纪第二章，刚才我们读过的，一起来翻。
If you turn to Genesis chapter 2, I want to kind of shed some light on what this mystery is about. It's not a mystery about how to figure out your other half, but it's something different.
这儿讲上帝设立的婚姻有七个目的。
If you look through Genesis chapter 2, there are 7 points I would like you to take away.
请大家注意哈，这个创世纪第二章第18节。 耶和华神说：“那人独居不好，我要为他造个配偶帮助他。”
Verse 18 it says, "It's not good for man to be alone. I'll make a helper suitable for him."
神造人不希望人独居，除非你有特殊的一种 calling， 说我终身不嫁，终身不娶，那是需要神给你特殊的恩典，你才能做到这个独身一辈子。我也遇到这样的人。When
God made us, His desire is not for us to be alone, unless He has a special calling for you in your life.
人在生活当中，你需要一个配偶，你需要一个帮助你的人、提醒你的人。 需要有个人陪伴你、支撑你的人。
You need a helper in your life, someone who can encourage you, comfort you, and support you in times of difficulties.
我们每个人都感觉到，夫妻两个靠得太近的时候，像两个刺猬一样，觉得很痛。但一旦没有的时候，你觉得很孤单。
Being married, you would know that when husband and wife get so close together, sometimes there's a lot of friction. It feels awful. But when you get far, you're separated, you also feel lonely and you're missing the other person.
So, 神告诉我们，那人独居不好，他希望我们建立家庭，希望我们建立个婚约，希望我们有个帮助者来安慰我们。第二个
，So God tells us it's not good to be alone. So He desires for us to be in a family.
因为我要用土，神用土所造的各样走兽。空中鸟在那人面前，看他叫什么名字。然后你过到第二十节，那人给一切野兽起了名字，只是没有遇见配偶帮助他。这是第二个特点。
So if you number two, if you look through verse 19 and through 20, you realize that God brought all the creatures in front of Adam for Adam to name them, and Adam did that, and he couldn't find a suitable helper in all these creatures.
告诉你，人跟动物不一样。
It tells us that we are different from the animals.
有人不能跟动物结婚的。
We cannot marry to animals.
如果你的婚姻一方变成野兽一样，除了吃就是性，弟兄姐妹，这已经是跟野兽结婚了。
If your marriage becomes nothing but food and sex, then it's like marrying to an animal.
对方毫无道义可言，对方已经成为兽了，这样的家庭会崩溃的。
If there's no moral value in the marriage and it's only food and sex, and then you're just an animal.
第三点，耶和华使那个人沉睡，他就睡了，取下一些肋骨。然后第二十二节哈，耶和华神就从那人身上索取肋骨，造了一个女人，领他到神的面前，领他到亚当的面前。亚当啊，这是你的太太，你要关怀她，你要帮助她，你要托住她。
So number three.God calls Adam to fall asleep in verse 21 and 22 and brought and made Eve out of his rib and brought her to Adam and said, This is your wife, this is your bone of my bone, bone of your bones, and you have to love her.
所以婚姻是神设立的，你看到这婚姻的神圣性，是上帝把一个女人带到神的面前，带到亚当的面前，所以这是你的妻子。
So a marriage is established by God, it's sacred, it's holy, it's blessed by Him, it's God brought the woman to the man.
第四点，上帝所设立的婚姻是希望男人们成为一个私人。
Number four, God created marriage as because He desires men to become poets.
我在问在座弟兄们，你是不是一个私人？上帝设立婚姻的时候，希望你成为一个私人。
I want to ask the brothers here, do you write poems?
你看看亚当怎么写诗的？亚当说：“这是我骨中的骨，我肉中的肉，你可以称他为女人。”亚当很会说话的，亚当是一个诗人。在婚姻关系当中，上帝的心是告诉你要学会欣赏对方。
Adam was a poet. Look at what he writes, right? He says, "This is now bone my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man." Adam learned how to appreciate his wife.
你从来不 appreciate， 你从来不会欣赏。有哪一个太太、哪个丈夫愿意跟一个人天天在一起的时候，他批评他、指责他呢？
Do you appreciate and admire your husband or your wife? Would anyone want to stay with someone who is always bitter and always complaining?
第五点，人要离开父母与妻子联合。
Number five, man shall leave his father and mother and be united with the wife.
这是婚姻的秩序，夫妻之间的关系要高于你其他的关系。
This is talking about the order of things that the relationship between husband and wife is higher than all the other relationships.
我在这儿有很多的伯父伯母，啊，请你明白主的教导。我讲这样的话，也许会伤到你，但是你知道，神设立婚姻是有秩序的。当你的儿女结婚以后，当你的女儿嫁给人以后，你家庭以后，他们生命中第一个要处理的关系是丈夫和妻子的关系。不是跟你的关系，你不能要求你的儿女要爱你超过他爱他的太太和爱他的丈夫，这不是神设立婚姻的一个秩序。
What I say now might offend some of you, but I want to let you know that when God established marriage, He established that as the highest order, and And the challenge is that when your kids live for their marriage, the first thing they need to worry about is loving their wife or loving their husband. And you can't ask them to love you more than you than he or she loves his other half.
这不是叫儿女的不孝敬父母。圣经上说, 如果不孝敬父母的儿女,要用石头打死,就在经文里头。
And, but I'm not saying that the kids should not obey their parents. The Bible teaches us that kids that do not obey their parents will be stoned to death.
那同时就要说,你孝敬你的父母,让你再次都长寿。
The Bible teaches, obey your parents and you'll be blessed and you have long life.
我们所有的弟兄姐妹应当爱你的父母,但是你要知道婚姻有个秩序。 你夫妻之间没有经历很好的爱的关系, 你的父母在你面前不是享福,不是享受。
So, we should all obey our parents, but if you're not loving your wife, and you're not loving your husband, and the relationship between you guys are rough, your parents are not going to be blessed.
如果一个儿女,他彼此相爱,他就知道我怎么样爱我的父亲,爱我的母亲。如果你夫妻之间彼此都没有相爱的话,家庭已经是一个战场。这时候你的父母跟你在一起,亲爱的弟兄姐妹,你用什么来孝敬他们? 他们曾经跟你一样受气,一样承受生活中的苦难,这是孝敬他们。
But if a man and woman love each other, they would even know how to, they would know better how to love their parents. If your marriage is a battlefield, how do you bring your parents into a battlefield?
第六, 二人要成为一体。
Number six, the two shall be united as one flesh.
现在的婚姻很可怕, 成为一体只是肉体的关系。
The marriage nowadays is kind of scary because they're only united on a physical level.
你有没有时间坐下来一起谈一谈?
Do you really have time to sit down and talk to each other?
有没有时间可以在一起可以一起祷告,一起读读圣经?
Or do you have the time to sit down and pray together or read the Bible?
有没有时间在一起从灵里头彼此来分享?
Or be able to share with each other spiritually?
如果你真的愿意达到这一步的话,弟兄姐妹, 你的婚姻变得越来越美。
If you're willing to take take your marriage to this level, your marriage will become better and better.
第七点, 二人赤身裸体,
Number seven, they were not ashamed of their nakedness.
这句话很有意思,非常重要。神所设立的婚姻,丈夫不会以自己的妻子为自己的羞耻。那是my
In a marriage established by God, the man is not ashamed of the wife, and the wife is not ashamed of the man.
我知道有的丈夫是不敢面对妻子的,为什么?他累愧,他里面是非常的愧疚。
I know some husbands actually have guilt inside and they're ashamed of facing their wives.
有的妻子同样是有这样的一种感受,面对自己的太太,我当初我做了什么样的事情,我对不起我的先生。但这就是因为一种羞耻感在你的里头。
Or maybe some wives too, they might be ashamed to see their husband because of the things they've done in the past. And that's what the Bible talks about, is that guilt that keeps us apart.
这是将来我们会讲怎么样的主命一起的赦免。那现在我们讲的下面的要点,神设立婚姻的有七个要点,但其中有个最重要是第八点。第八点是神设立婚姻最高的目的,至上的目的,最终极的目的。
So there are those are the 7 points that we learn in Genesis, but there's an 8th point that kind of shows us what is the highest purpose of marriage. And I would like you to turn to Ephesians chapter
5:31-33.
My desire for you is for you to understand why there's marriage, why we enter into marriage, and what is God's purpose in that.
我刚才说了,神设立婚姻是通过你和你太太,你的先生之间的关系,来展现,来显明上帝的一个奥秘,这个奥秘就是基督和教会的关系。
As I have said earlier, the highest purpose of marriage is that through your marriage, God can reveal the mystery between the Christ and the church.
神在万古之前,在创造宇宙之前, 他心中也有了一个关系,那就是基督和教会的关系。上帝定义,让基督有教会,教会有基督。但上帝按照基督和教会这个模式,在设立了婚姻和家庭。
Even before the universe were created, God had a plan for Christ to have the church and the church have the Christ, and God created marriage out of this plan.
一个审讯的目的, 叫展现基督和教会的关系。
So the highest purpose of marriage is such that it reveals the mystery, the relationship between Christ and the church.
所以弟兄姐妹, 如果你在上帝的面前多多的寻求, 你越来越明白基督和教会的关系。 你就越来越明白,
and so if you continue to seek and understand what is this relationship between Christ and the church, it will shed some light and what your marriage is about. Because your marriage has such a high purpose, such mystery behind it, Satan wants to destroy it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请你注意，当你跟你太太吵架的时候，当你跟你丈夫吵架的时候，撒旦在观看，上帝在观看，撒旦在鼓掌。So
I want you guys to remember, when you get into a fight with your spouse, Satan is looking and he's glad.
就因为每次你吵架的时候，你要明白一个道理：我们在实际上是一台戏，供天使观看；你的婚姻也是供天使观看。 撒旦也在观看。当你在折磨对方，用心计的对对方的时候，彼此相骂的时候，彼此打冷战的时候，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，魔鬼在鼓掌，干得好。So
you know that your life is a display to the angels, to God, to Satan. And when you fight, when you abuse the other person, when you yell at the other person, Satan is glad and is actually clapping for you.
所以巴不得我们每个弟兄姐妹在明白，我们不仅仅是过一个婚姻家庭生活，享受一下彼此享受一下，生儿育女，那都是次要的目的。有个终极的目的，上帝通过你的婚姻来彰显那个奥秘。因为现在这个世界当中，弟兄姐妹没有上帝这个启示，你问你周围的人，他为什么要结婚？你问他为什么要结婚？你问他了，除了性以外，除了享受以外，他有什么理由来结婚？养育儿女以外。
So if you ask around people, if you take God out of the picture and ask around why do people get married, it's because for food and sex or for their kids or for just, you know, enjoyment. But we live for a higher purpose. We live to glorify God and to reveal His mystery.
So 巴不得主就他的话语来提醒我们，基督徒的婚姻，它的基础是神。 这个爱是跟音乐的爱，这个爱是跟守约的爱，这个爱是与使命、与目的的爱。
May God continue to remind us through His words that our marriage is a love that has a foundation in Him. It's a love that keeps a promise and a love that's filled with kindness and grace. And it's a love with purpose and mission.
那最后我再劝我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹，你要好好祷告。你在寻求伴侣的时候，你要寻求神。 我为什么要进入婚姻? 我婚姻的基础是什么? 我喜欢的, 一定就爱吗?
So I encourage the young men and women in our congregation that you prayerfully seek God and ask about your future spouse and ask God to lead you and guide you, and just not everything that you like you'll end up loving.
还有我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹, 我劝你, 在你还没有结婚之前, 不要跟对方胡来。 将来有一天你真结婚的时候，你面对那个对方的时候， you will get ashamed of yourself.
And I will warn the young man and woman that before you step into a marriage, do not mess around, do not have sex, do not have premarital sex, because one day when you get married, you'll have that guilt, you'll have that shame, and you're not able to face your other half.
无论你过去做过什么，神会赦免我们，但你里面那个影响，对你是很长很长时间的。
Yes, God does forgive our sin, our fault, but that guilt inside of us will affect us for a long time.
我们中间做父母的，你千万要警觉这个世界对你的影响，觉得没有什么，世界都是这么做的，而你就这么做吧。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你是一个不负责任的母亲和父亲。
As parents, you need to instruct your kids on God's word, how we should be living. don't overlook at this issue and thinking this is how the word does it and it's okay, but it's not. It's our responsibility to teach our kids.
我最后再讲一句，我今天没有讲，利益的爱里头一定有恩典。我们中间特别是孩子们，也要学会爱是一种恩典，是上帝的爱就是一种恩典，我不配的。但上帝绝对的爱我们，他爱是无条件的。你对你的父母也应当是无条件的爱，你的父母对你也应当是无条件的爱，这样的家庭，父母跟孩子这样的关系，才能慢慢走上一个正道。
Last thing, love is filled with grace. It's unconditional. And as kids, we should love our parents unconditionally. It's not because of what they've done or what they haven't done. As parents, they should also love the kids unconditionally and filled with grace.
好了，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，主，你设立这个婚姻，也设立这个家庭，你帮助我们。
Father God, you establish our marriage and our family.
我们是你的儿女，我们应当与这个世界的婚姻和家庭生活。
Father God, we are your children, and our marriage, our family should be different from this world.
Because
our marriage has a foundation and a source.
我们的婚姻有圣灵在我们的里头，家庭给我们力量。
And our marriage has the Holy Spirit to strengthen it.
我们的婚姻有一个至高的目的和使命。
And we have a higher purpose in our marriage.
让我们的婚姻成为你爱的见证。
May our marriage becomes a witness of your love.
成为那个至上奥秘的一种显明。
May it be a revelation of that highest mystery.
将来有一天我们站在你面前的时候，你们对我们说， 孩子，你的婚姻生活是值得称赞的。
So when one day we stand in front of your throne, you say to us, Son, daughter, your marriage is worthy of praise.
等那时候，主能对我们每个人说， 孩子，你完成了婚姻中的使命。
Pray that that day we'll be able to hear from God saying we have completed the purpose of our marriage.
主，你帮助我们 enjoy 这个婚姻，享受这个婚姻，
Help us enjoy this marriage.
也帮助我们来实现这个婚姻中的使命。
And help us to fulfill the purpose of our marriage.
祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
Pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.